Okay, so welcome everybody. This is the days just are going by so fast. This is our second conference call already for PE 101, which is Deliver Programs and Events. And this is a learning event that helps you plan and design your community engagement project. I'd like to let you know that I'm hosting this call fairly far away from most of you, on the traditional territory of the Kwanlen-Dun First Nation and Tonquatchin Council. And I'd like us to start with a round of introductions. It takes me a little while to get to know your voices. I also have a screen on my computer that just shows your phone numbers. So that's why when I say somebody with this phone number, it doesn't have names on it. So it takes me a little bit to learn voices and phone numbers. So as we go around, we'll go around our circle, and I'm going to start going to mostly go in the order you joined the call. So we'll start with Stephanie, and then we'll go to Katswa, and then Gavin and Kevin if they're there with Gwen, and then Andy, and then Mark, and then Katie if Katie joins Mark. So when it's your turn to introduce yourself, just tell us your name again. That helps me get to know, recognize your voice. And if you have any updates on what you're doing for your community engagement project, or how it's going, maybe you could just share those. And if you don't, that's totally okay too. So we'll come to Henry last at the end of the circle, and then Henry can give any updates for youth ambassadors. So this is me, Caroline, speaking. I'm doing pretty good. I don't have any other updates from my end, but let's go to Stephanie. If you can tell everyone the community you're calling from, Stephanie, and if you have any updates on your community engagement project.
Okay, so hi, I'm Stephanie. I'm calling from Calgary. As for my community engagement project, I have no updates as of now because I'm still like working with some teachers to like plan and sort of fix dates and arrangements for all of it. So that's it.
That's great, and it's okay because I don't think you need to finish your community engagement project till April. So you do have a bit of time. It's just March 1st today, and sometimes it's better to take that time and make sure you're really doing something that works for you. So thanks, Stephanie. Katswa and Mitchell, let's go over to tonight. And Katswa, do you want to give us an update on where you're at? I think Andy's on a different phone than you are, so I'll maybe we'll let Andy jump in after you.
Sure. Manu, Andy, and I are doing Saturday sports with the grade 5 and 6 students for 3 Saturdays. And we'll do activities and food.
That's great. How's the planning going? Like, are you doing Saturdays in April, or are they coming up pretty soon?
We're going to start in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, that's coming up really soon. So have you, like, chosen some of the sports that you're going to include, or have you started telling the grade 5s and 6s about the activity, or not quite yet?
We're meeting this week, and planning for it.
Excellent. Well, hopefully the activity that you have to do, the second half of planning this, will help because it actually has an activity plan in it. And in there, you can start to pick some of the sports that you might introduce and things like that. So thanks for the update, Katswa. Andy, did you want to jump in? Was there anything else that you've been working on for your community engagement project?
No, I don't think I have nothing to say. I think you pretty much said it all.
Great. Thank you. And Mitchell, anything to add to any of that? Or?
Nope. 3 boys are going to meet this weekend and just hash out the details with kind of the advertisement and planning the sports and ordering the food and all that. So it'd be good.
That's great. And I think the work plan that they do for their next activity will really help with that because the work plan lays out what you need to do and what you need to get. So, 2 really important things. So I'll look forward to reading that too, because you'll have a chance to plan it together. So thank you. Glenn, are you back from running down the hallway?
I sure am.
Okay, did you happen to find Gavin and Kevin?
I found Gavin and my man Kayak, but Kevin unfortunately isn't feeling well tonight, so Kevin won't join us, but we got Gavin and Kayak here. And Kayak's
okay.
Back.
Excellent. So this, are they working on a project together? I didn't notice a post yet, so I'm not sure what the community engagement project plan is.
Oh, Gavin's going down now.
This is Gavin speaking. I'm helping Kevin with the ping pong tournament.
Excellent. And when are you guys planning your ping pong tournament for?
For fun?
No, when?
I'm glad it's fun. Are you doing it this month or next month?
Yeah, this month.
Okay, so have you sort of figured out what day and all of those sorts of things?
The day after school, starting next week.
Okay, that's great. And is it just one day, or are you running it over a couple of days?
It'd be every Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Okay, well, I look forward to hearing a little bit more about what you're putting in place and what you're planning. Thank you. And Kayak, are you working on a community engagement project too, or are you helping Kevin and Gavin?
I don't know what to do yet.
Okay, still trying to figure that one out, right? So maybe when everyone explains what they're doing today, it might give you some ideas too.
He's nodding his head in agreement.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes the ideas are the hardest things to come up with. So, yeah, there's lots of different ideas. What's that? Sorry.
Kayak's just checking back into our program, so we're glad to have him back with us. So he may end up helping Gavin and Kevin, or we may come up with Glenn and Kayak's project on our own. Or he may team up with a couple of members of the Students Council to help deliver his community engagement project as well. Both Gavin and Kevin are on Students Council, so it could manifest itself in a different form.
Yeah, and there's lots of shapes and forms for what you can do for a community engagement project. I'm sure Henry will explain that a little bit more You know, if you heard what Stephanie was explaining, she had an amazing idea at the beginning, but it was a lot of work. So, we encouraged her to find something that might not have been quite as much work. So it's good to be ambitious, but it's also good to be realistic. So just explore your options, Kayak, and then choose one when you're ready. So thank you. Okay, let's go over to Mark. Mark, how are you doing, and do you have any updates on your community engagement project?
Well, Mark.
Me and Katie will be doing a cooking, baking competition
at
our school.
At good school.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I see that you did post something about cooking. I didn't have a chance to read it yet. Is that your plan then?
Yeah.
That'll be fun. And so when's that going to happen? You said on Nunavut Day. Can you remind me what day that is?
It's not on Nunavut Day.
We don't know the date yet, but it should be sometime this month.
Okay, well, that sounds like fun. Are you going to let people sample the baking and cooking to be judges?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a really good, that sounds like a fun project, I think. So I look forward to hearing a little bit more on it. I noticed your plan, it didn't get attached to your post, so maybe I'll get you to email it to me so that I can take a look at it. That would be great. Mm-hmm. So whenever you have a chance, I'll send you a message back afterwards. Okay, let's finish off our circle with Henry. Henry, do you want to jump in? Do you have any announcements, any words of wisdom about community engagement projects, anything like that?
I don't know if I have any words of wisdom, but I do have a couple dates that I want to throw at you guys just to kind of give a couple of reminders. Glad to hear from you all. I know it's been a little while, but I just wanted to get right into it. So after this call, we have March 15th for another conference call that I will be running that will kind of go over all the details for the community engagement project. So in that call, we'll kind of do what we're doing here, but really kind of hash out all the details. So I do expect everybody to kind of come prepared and have a little bit more of an in-depth conversation with what you guys are planning on doing. And if you guys already have started to deliver your project, that'd be great too. That'd be an opportunity for you guys to kind of explain how things have gone and how that turned out for you as well. And then after that, we are back with Caroline on March 29th, if I'm not mistaken. So another 2 weeks after that, we're back with another conference call. And then without getting too far ahead, we do have one final assignment, if I'm not mistaken, Caroline, on April 5th. So just wanted to, so just wanted to throw that to you guys and make sure you guys remember that. And then just a reminder for everybody, April 30th is the final day to deliver your project. So you guys do have a lot of time, but your project should be ready to be delivered over the coming weeks, as you all should be preparing for it now. So just to kind of keep that in mind and then kind of be ready for March 15th, because we'll have another conference call where we can really start to look at all the details. And that's kind of everything for me.
That's great. Thanks. So lots of chances to sort of plan your community engagement project. And when you take the time to plan something, it always runs better, because there's always things that we don't necessarily remember, or there might be a little something we forgot to do. And so having a really good plan, having a work plan like we'll talk about today, helps you be prepared for that project, and it helps it be more successful. And you'll remember, I know this is going back 2 weeks ago, and it feels like a long time ago, but we created a checklist. And you can go and use that checklist. If you're not sure what you should do for your project, go ahead and read the checklist and read through the different things, and there might be some things that you say, oh, I need to do that. I need to advertise. I need to put posters up. I need to make sure I ask permission to use the school, things like that. So that checklist is not, it doesn't mean you have to do everything on it. It just gives you ideas of what you might need to do. So what we're going to do today is we're going to sort of finish what we started 2 weeks ago, which was we introduced 6 steps that can help you design and deliver your community engagement project or any other things that you might happen to do in your community. And if you remember, or if you looked at it in the PowerPoint slides that are the presentation for this learning event, we use the word program. So you might remember that the letter P stands for purpose, and that's sort of why you're doing this project. So Cassie, Manu, and Andy, when you wrote why you were doing Saturday sport, you said it's to provide opportunities for youth to be actively engaged in sports, and you were going to make sure they had a healthy snack. And you had another purpose, too. You had a purpose to give yourself some leadership opportunities. So that was P for purpose. After P, we have the letter R, and that stands for results. So in also in K-8, Manu, Andy, and you guys ran like a Christmas project where 10 elders received a care package, and you said that those care packages were $100 each. So you planned that. I know we've already done that project, but you planned for 10 elders each to have a care package of $100 each. So that's the result that you planned for your community engagement project, or for one of the two that you did. And the letter O in the word program stands for outline, and that's kind of a really general overview or outline of what you're planning on doing. And so Rachel said that she was going to do a mini volleyball tournament, and she figured out that she needs to work on the plan with coaches and the Baker Lake Youth Athletic Association. She said that she needed to get permission from the school. She needed to figure out how much money or what she can afford for healthy snacks and drinks. And she needs to advertise, and she needs to plan how the tournament will run. So for Kevin and Gavin, that might be similar because you're doing a ping pong tournament. You might have some of the same things in your outline that Rachel had in hers. So we're going to look at the next three steps now. So we did those first three steps, the P, the R, and the O, 2 weeks ago. And now we're going to look at the fourth step. And I kind of cheated. The fourth step has two letters. So it has the letters G and R. And that stands for get ready. So if you had looked at the presentation slides and looked at slide number 19, getting ready is really about making sure that you're doing all the things that you need to do before you start your activity. So it will really help you. The get ready part takes a bit of time to do, but it makes sure that you feel prepared. And one of the things that you guys said when you answered that little questionnaire I had is that one of the reasons you want to plan is it makes you feel more confident when you're doing activities and when you're leading activities. So having a work plan and having an activity plan, which we're going to talk about in a moment, really will help you feel more confident in what you're doing. And if you're working as a team, it's really important to have these things written down because then each person who's part of your team knows what they need to do. So in the getting ready step, you're going to create a work plan, which I've already mentioned a couple of times on the call. And you're also going to create, if you need it, something called an activity plan, which is also kind of like a lesson plan. If what you're doing doesn't need it, then you don't have to do it, but it can be really helpful to have. So a tournament, like a ping pong tournament or a volleyball tournament, you might not need an activity plan, but for Andy and Castle and Manu, if you're doing different sports each Saturday, on each of your three Saturdays, you probably want an activity plan for each of those 3 days. So that's just sort of think about what you're doing and do you need it or not. If you looked at the presentation, on number 20, it tells you what a work plan is. And a work plan really is, it doesn't need to be complicated, but it does need to say what you're going to do or get, when you have to do that, and who is going to do it. So you can imagine if there's two or three of you working on the same project, saying who's going to do it is really important because otherwise you might think the other person's done it and you all look at each other and nobody's done it. So it's really important to say who's going to do it as well as when they're going to do it by. So what I would like to do is I'm going to go around our circle and I just want you to sort of think of one thing that might be on your work plan. I'll give you a couple of examples while you think about it. And Stephanie, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to put you on the spot to start again this time, and then we'll start with Kingite the next time. So I'm going to ask you to tell us one thing that you have to do that'll be on your work plan, when you need to do it, and who's going to do it. So one thing, for example, Stephanie, you were telling us that you were talking to one of your teachers and making plans for what you were going to do. That could actually be right on your work plan, is to finalize your fundraising activity, when you're going to do it by, maybe it's March 10th, and who's going to do it. Stephanie and your teacher are going to do it together. So Stephanie, can you think of something else that might be on your work plan, something that you need to do or to get for your community engagement project?
Honestly, I can't still.
Yeah, I think you're still designing yours a little bit, so it might be hard, right?
Yeah, so I'm like not really sure about the details yet.
Yeah, so you're kind of at that stage that I suggested where you have to sort it out with your teacher or your mentor, right, and figure out exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And if you do go ahead and do a fundraising thing, there'll probably be something about advertising or promoting or posters or something like that. So if you have that in there, make sure that you say what it is that has to be done, when you need to do it by, and who's going to do it as well.
Okay.
So let's go, yeah, so let's go to Kaswa, Andy, and Manu. Doesn't matter who jumps in. Maybe each of you can share one thing that might be on your work plan, and I know you haven't planned it yet, but just imagine what is something you need to do or get to run your Saturday sports.
We have to advertise through radio and social media, and I'll pass it to Manu and Andy.
Excellent. And before we pass it over there, that's what, who's going to do the advertising? Who's going to be responsible for that?
I will do it.
Okay, and when do you have to do it by if your program starts in 2 weeks?
I'm going to start next weekend.
Excellent. Okay, so that's exactly what you're going to write in your work plan then. That's one thing. You're going to say what you're going to do, the advertising and social media, when you're going to start doing it, and who's going to do it. So let's go to then over to, sorry, who is Manu there as well? Who else from King 8? King 8 has an idea of what needs to go in your work plan.
We have to, like, be organized and know what we're doing here, I guess.
Is there anything you need to get for running your Saturday sports?
Maybe some funding, like, to have the kids have some snack after playing some activities.
Yeah, so that's two things right there. One is getting money, and two is making sure that you have snacks for the kids. So you might have to ask somebody for money or donations. You might have to go out and buy the snacks if you don't have them. And then somebody, sometimes you have to prepare them if they're, or make sure you serve them or put them out or something like that. So those are three things all around one topic. So who's going to look after snacks?
Maybe I'll do it, yeah.
Awesome. And in your community, when would you have to, like, let's say you have to go to the grocery store and buy snacks. How far in advance would you have to do that? Are there always lots of groceries in your store, or are there some times when there's not so much on the shelves?
Probably after, like, working hours or during break time, around 3 here. So it would take, like, about half an hour to buy some things and get the things organized, and they'll be ready for the kids.
That's great. And maybe you buy the snacks the day before, Saturday or on Friday, rather than on Saturday, or maybe if you have things like things that aren't going to go bad, you might buy them a few days ahead to make sure that you can get enough in your grocery store. So make sure you put that in your work plan then. So that's two things now. Is there anything else from with the Saturday sports that you might think needs to be done or you need to get?
I'm sorry, what?
Is there anything else that you'll need to do before you can run your Saturday sports program, or anything else you need to get?
I'm not pretty sure. I guess that's about it.
Okay. And, like, it depends on where you are. I mean, you guys are working with Mitchell at the school, so I'm guessing you have permission already, but in another community, they might have to ask for permission to use the school or get a key. And then you might have to do things like open the school like an hour early, maybe get equipment out. So all those are things that can go in your work plan as well. That's great. So there, when you start to think about it, there's lots of different things that you can do to get ready for what you're going to do for your project. So let's go over to Chesterfield and Gavin, what is and Kayak? Well, maybe Kayak, you don't know exactly yet, but Gavin, what's one thing that you guys might need to do to get ready for the ping pong tournament?
We might need to ask for permission to use our school gym.
Yeah. So how far in advance do you think you need to do that before you have the tournament?
Yeah, at least sometime this week.
Yeah, because sometimes if you wait too long, somebody else might be using the gym or things like that. So it's important to make sure some things get done sooner, where something else can get done closer to the time. Like closer to the time, maybe you make a plan for who's playing who, or maybe you get some prizes or something like that. So there's different ways that you can look at it. So perfect. Glenn, I'm just going to put you on the spot. Is there something else that you think might be on their work plan for doing a ping pong tournament?
Glenn's not here at the moment.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, then you gave a great answer. That's good. Okay. Let's go to Mark and Katie for your cooking and baking competition. What's one thing that you will need to do that should be on your work plan?
We're going to have to ask for responses from our local Northern store, our principal, and student council.
That's great. So are you going to get the sponsors because they're going to help maybe give some of the ingredients for baking?
Yes.
Yeah, so you probably also want to know how much you want them to sponsor, right? Like, so you might have to even plan for that, too. That's great. Thanks, Katie. Mark, can you think of something else that might be on your work plan that you'll need to do?
Yeah, we're going to have to advertise the competition, like, through Facebook or make posters and put it to the store so people could see me. And at the school, maybe they could announce when the competition is going to happen. And we have our school has a Facebook page, and we could probably tell them to post the competition there.
That'd be great, because then lots of people will know about it. So I do have one question for you guys. Is the cooking and baking competition, are you using, like, is there a kitchen at school that you'll use so everyone can do their cooking and baking at school?
Yeah.
So do you have to have, like, a teacher supervisor if you're using the kitchen?
Yeah.
So that might be something else, right, to ask the principal, but also ask somebody to sort of be there with you. And is the kitchen a certain size that you can only have so many people in there at a time?
Depends on what it is. It depends on how many people. Mm-hmm.
It depends.
Okay, so you might also, when you plan what you're doing, have certain days that people can come and do their baking or cooking rather than everybody doing it at the same time if you get lots of people who are interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'd be kind of, can you imagine if you have like 10 people trying to cook something different and I don't know how big your kitchen is, but I would think even 10 or 12 people all at the same time might be a bit busy.
Yeah.
So those are all things to think about with your work plan then. So that's really good. I think you guys all have different ideas of what you're going to need to do. And remember, your work plan says what you're going to do or what you're going to get, when you're going to do it, and who is going to do it. So when you work on your work plan for next week, make sure you have those three pieces, the what, the when, and the who. And that will really help you. And then as you work on your community engagement project, you can cross the things off the list when they're done. And that's really helpful as well. So the other thing that we do when we get ready is we look at maybe doing an activity plan if we need to. And an activity plan has lots of detail, and it shows what happens during a single session. So in Kingite, you guys are doing Saturday sports, I think, for three Saturdays. So because it's three Saturdays, you might want to do something different on each Saturday. But so you might do a different activity plan. But each Saturday might be kind of look the same. So you might have all the children come at a certain time. You might have warm-up games or things to get their sort of their bodies moving and everything like that. You might have times for them to go and try one sport. You might have a snack. Then you might go do another sport. And then maybe at the end you might have cleanup. So that's what an activity plan looks like. It says, you know, for 5 minutes or 10 minutes we're going to do warm-up. For another 20 minutes we're going to do this sport. Then we're going to have a break, and then we're going to do this sport. If you're doing a tournament, it's a little harder to do an activity plan, but it might be things like people are allowed to play a game, or they can play for 20 minutes, and then there's a break, and the next people play. But it's a little harder to do an activity plan for a tournament. It makes more sense when you're doing something like a program, and it happens one time and another time and another time. So if you feel that you need an activity plan, then please do one. If you don't think that you need one, just let me know why you don't think you need one, and you don't have to prepare one. So if you do an activity plan, it's kind of like, for those of you who are working with a teacher who's a mentor, your teacher will understand what lesson plans are. And when you do those, you often include like what the lesson is, who the teacher is. When I do it for sports, I'll say what the sport is, who the coach is, what date I'm doing it, how long, like I start at 1 o'clock and I end at 3 o'clock. I might say that I need volleyball equipment and badminton equipment one day, and maybe the next day it's floor hockey equipment and soccer equipment. So you can list the equipment that you need, and then you can also say how your session might look. So I'm going to put Castle, Manu, and Andy on the spot first this time. So Stephanie, you're off the hook for going first in our circle this time. And I'd like to ask you guys if you can think about your actual activity itself in the session and what it looks like. So can you kind of give me a rough idea of what you're thinking it might look like? And it doesn't matter who talks, because I think you guys are probably still figuring it out. But in Kingite, what's your Saturday sports going to sort of look like? What time do they get there? What did we do first? What will you do second? Did one of you want to jump in and explain that? Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot then, Andy. How about you, Andy? What do you think it will look like when you do your activity on a Saturday?
I think we're gonna start it after lunch or something like that.
Okay, so after lunch, and what will happen when everyone shows up? What will you do first?
I don't know. It depends how many people there are, I guess.
Yeah, so maybe you have to figure out how many children show up first, right? And let's see, Tasswell, what do you have to do before anybody shows up?
Pardon?
Is there anything on a Saturday when you're running your program what do you have to do before any children show up?
I don't really know.
If you're doing some sports, will you have to get the equipment out and get it ready?
Yes.
Yeah, you want to make sure that there's nothing that's dangerous, right? Like you want to maybe check the bathrooms they might use and make sure there's no water on the floor and make sure the doors are unlocked and things like that. So there's things that you do before. And then when all the children show up, you got to figure out how many of them are there. You might divide them into groups if there's lots of them. You might spend 20 minutes on one sport and then change to another sport. So that's what your activity plan might look like. So when you, I know you guys haven't talked about it yet, but when you sit down and talk, try and see if you can kind of make a map for the time that, and what it will look like on a Saturday when they come. And you'll find that that's really helpful. It'll help you organize it. And it'll make sure that you don't kind of get sidetracked and just only do one thing, but you get all the things done that you want to do. Does that sound okay? You guys can work on that this weekend when you meet them. Okay, and let's go next then to Gavin. So, Gavin, when you do a ping pong tournament, what does it kind of look like from the beginning to the end?
I think it would look like once the kids get there, we would do our warm-up of like 5 to 10 minutes and start the...
Yeah, so you kind of start some games and things like that. Would you already have people set up as like in pairs for teams, or do you have to make teams, or how does that work?
Hi, Carolyn. I'm back again. Sorry about that. I think Gavin and I were sort of talking as we were listening to other groups. I think his sort of work plan is going to be making sure that he has permission to use the school gym, that it's available on the days. Then he's got to figure out who's going to sign up or advertise, kind of like what the other boys, Quechua and stuff, were saying. And then he's going to, I think once he figures out how many people are interested, then I think he can set up times for the tournament and then outline what the rules are.
Perfect. That sounds great. And on the day when there's tournament, will you have like snacks or anything, or will you have prizes at the end, or will it start at a certain time and finish at a certain time?
Yes to some and no to others. Not sure about snacks. I think it's probably going to be like a right after school to a 4:30 kind of timeline. And I'm not sure.
About prizes or anything like that?
We're not sure if there'll actually be funding available to give prizes.
Okay.
Gavin Kayak and, well, Gavin and Kevin, more so than my man Kayak, helped run a broom ball tournament similar to what they're proposing before Christmas. And it was pretty successful, but there was no prize. So I think maybe we'll put, if there's funding available, we'll ask our school or DEA if there is any funding available in our work plan.
Great. Well, that sounds like you've got a good idea of where you're going. So, you know, even if you do an activity plan about what it looks like on that one day, it might be set up the equipment, make sure that, you know, people are playing fairly and they know the rules and the tournament. So that might not be as hard as doing the work plan. So thank you. Okay, let's go over to Katie and Mark. I think you're still probably working yours out, but if you're doing a cooking baking competition, how many days does that take, or do you know what it looks like yet?
Hello.
Hi. will it all be on one day, or do you think it'll be over a couple of days?
Couple of days. Maybe for 2 days or three.
And on the weekend or after school?
After school.
Great. And if people are cooking or baking things, how long does Willie need in the kitchen?
Probably 90 minutes.
Yeah. Like, you probably need a bit of time, because if you put something in the oven, you can't walk out afterwards. So until it's done. So those would be things that you would put in your activity plan. So your work plan is all the things leading up to it, but your activity plan is like, open the kitchen at 3 o'clock, make sure everybody knows the rules about being in the kitchen, give everybody their spot to do their baking, and then make sure they clean up afterwards. So those would be things in your activity plan. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and Stephanie, yours might be a bit trickier to do an activity plan. You might have more of a work plan, but I guess it depends on what your fundraising looks like. Like if you were doing a bake sale or something like that, probably an activity plan doesn't make sense. So you think about where you get to and then decide if you need to include that or not.
Yeah, but actually what we're thinking about will be like a performance or recital or something.
Oh, well, that would be nice, because then people actually get something for supporting you, right? So, like, they get the enjoyment of
Yeah.
And then, so your activity plan might say, you know, set up the space, welcome people in at 7 o'clock. Start the performance
Maybe get
7:15. Yeah.
Plus my tickets and this. Like charging $20 for tickets and like finding sponsors. She mentioned that, but I'm like still not sure about.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get some sponsors, that's always great. Or sometimes if people can afford to pay for a ticket, that's another way to fundraise too. So as you work yours out, maybe think about what you need to do leading up to it, and then if it's a performance or a recital that you're going to do, how long is it, what time does it start, that sort of thing. Make sure you include that.
Sure.
Great, thank you. Okay, so those are two really big pieces for getting ready for your community engagement project. The next step, if you go through the word program, we're at the letter A. And A is pretty simple. It's for action. It means just do what you said you were going to do, because now you've got this great plan. But remember that sometimes things happen. So, you know, there might be a blizzard on one of the Saturdays when all the kids are trying to walk to your activity, or, you know, maybe there's a burst pipe in one of the toilets, or maybe the oven doesn't work in the kitchen. So there's always something that happens. So the reason why we have plans is so that we can make sure things work well, but it also makes it a bit easier if something doesn't work out, that we can adjust a little bit. So that's for the letter A. And then the last step, which is on the slide 25 in the presentation slide, has the word monitor. And that might seem like a bit of a strange word, but it works with the word program. And all it means is write down what worked and what didn't work. And that way, if you do something similar another time, you know what was good about it and what wasn't so good about it. So it's really nice to be able to sort of track that, so that if you want to do your Saturday sports again or your ping pong tournament or things like that, Gavin, if you can remember what worked well from your brew ball tournament, some of those things you might be able to do in your ping pong tournament. So that's kind of like the M for monitoring. It's figuring out how this all works and what you like that worked and what didn't work. And if something didn't work, then do it differently next time. But if something works really well in your community, do it again if you do something similar. So you know, the other thing, sometimes we think we got to ask people how things went. And, you know, I was thinking if you have children participating in your program, you can count how many smiling faces there even are. And that's a good way for monitoring your success, too. So I think we have just a couple of minutes left. We're almost at the end of the call. I just wanted to ask you if you had any questions about what you sort of where you're going next with this, how you feel about planning your community engagement project. Does it feel like a lot of work, or does it feel pretty straightforward? So just, and you can say pass if you don't have anything else to add or to ask. So let's start with Chesterfield, Gavin, and Kayak, for yourself, do you have any more questions about planning for your community engagement project?
Yeah, any more questions about planning?
No.
I think
that's pretty good. Kayak, Carolyn, Kayak come up with a plan to sort of work on off days of Gavin and Kevin. And he's got a pretty good plan that's targeting some younger kids. It's a sports-related one. Students from grades 5 to 8, he was talking about, want to elaborate on why 5 to 8 there, Kayak?
Bringing them because they're less competitive.
Sorry, I missed that.
More for their own safety, because grades 9 to 12 don't have a limit on how violent or competitive they play.
Oh, okay. So that's why you focus slightly on younger youth or children? Okay, sorry, I think maybe our phones are cutting in and out because I missed a little bit of that, but it sounds like you got a good plan, so I look forward to reading a little bit about it there, Kayak. Thank you. So over to Katie and Mark. Do you guys have any other questions or any thoughts about planning or things that you're thinking about for your community engagement project?
No, we don't have any other more questions about everything, so we'll be done right there.
Excellent, thank you. And maybe take some pictures too, some photos, because photos can always show how much fun people have as well. So that's always a nice way to sort of share what worked well in your project. Stephanie, do you have any questions or any other thoughts about planning? I like, you know, you shared a bit more, and it sounds like your idea is taking shape. Do you have any other thoughts?
Yeah. No.
Great. Well, I'll look forward to hearing how your planning goes for it. So that's exciting. And Katla and or Manu, I know you guys have done this before, so you're old hands at planning this, but do you have any other thoughts about planning or any other questions?
No questions, but I look forward to planning with Andy and Mike and playing fun games with the youth and our communities.
That's great. I'm looking forward to hearing all the different types of sports that you might introduce to the grade 5 and 6 students. So it'd be great if you could include that in your activity plan, the different sports. So have fun. That's probably the most important reason why we do planning, is to make sure that when we actually do our activity that it's fun. And that's what recreation and sports are supposed to be, is fun. So make sure that you guys have fun with your projects too. So that's about everything from me for today. There is an activity due next Wednesday, and it's the second half of the one that was due last Wednesday. So if you didn't get a chance to do last Wednesday's one, that's okay. You can do both of them together and send them to me all together for next week. And what it is last week you started the design. You described what you were going to do, why you were going to do it, some of the results you were expecting, and some of the things you might need to do. And this, for next week, you're going to do a more detailed work plan, and also, if you need it, an activity plan. And so there's like a template or a design that you can use, and you can share it right in the learning space, or you can email it to me, or you can email it to Henry. And if you're working together on a project, just put everybody's names on it so that I know that you've all worked on it together. So thanks so much. This is our second conference call for this part of the training. And as Henry mentioned, I won't be talking to you guys for about a month. I'll talk to you in 4 weeks, where we're going to come back to leadership, which is what we started with last October or early November. So that's where we're going to come back to when I talk to you next time. And I'm sure many of you will have done your community engagement project by the time we talk next time. So thank you so much, Quana, Makumi, merci. Thank you, and have a great week. And if you have spring break, before I talk to you sometime, have a good spring break, and I hope you get some time out on the land doing things that you enjoy doing. So thanks for joining the call. Stay on if you have any questions, and I'll stay on for a little bit.
Take care.